questions?
Are you playing this weekend?
I don't know. What did McAdoo say? Did he tell y'all anything?
He said it's up to you.
He said it's up to me? All right. We'll see. I'll go play. I don't know. We haven't had that conversation yet, so I'm sure he'll let me know in the next couple of days what the plan is. So we'll go from there.
Have you been clicking with the newcomers on offense?
I think we're doing some good stuff. Brandon and I getting on the same page. You know, every day there's something new that comes up, though. Just route here concept, just getting on the same timing. You know, you can kind of talk about everything, but you gotta just as many live reps, one-on-ones. You know, running different routes, getting on the same timing of things will be good. Same with Evan. He's making some plays, doing a lot of good things. But the more one-on-ones, the more situations, hots, different things coming up every practice. There's something to learn from it every day.
Eli, can you make any comparisons between Marshall and Plexico just in terms of their reach and their height?
Yeah, I mean, both of them similar. Similar height and just, smarts on football, body control, being able to go up and get the ball. So, I'd say, some definite similarities there. And, so just continue to, obviously Plaxico had a number of years playing with him, so knew what he was going to do, knew how to read his body, knew when it was going to be a back shoulder versus a fly or versus a jump ball. And so just, we need more live reps doing that.
What about hit the wingspan? What does that do for you in terms of if the ball is a little bit off, these guys being able to make catches,
Well, those big guys, you have the opportunity to throw them open, and they can be physical at the line of scrimmage and get some separation, that way, where the quick guys are going to make moves. So, Brandon does a good job, finding ways to get open, whether it's being physical with the DBs or, throwing the back shoulders, throwing the fly routes, going up and get the ball. So, they're not always may not get always the same separation as the quick guys, but they're still open in a different way.
What's he been like personality-wise? What has he sort of added to that group?
I thought Brandon's been great. Every day, trying to learn, has questions for me, and trying to figure out what he can do better, how we can get on the same page. And so, I think he's been dialed in and been a great leader, and just setting an example of how to be prepared for every practice and get something out of it. I think I got enough action over the last 14 years to to get me ready for the upcoming season, sure. I think if I've ever had an injury, try to talk to the trainers about it, talk to the coaches, be honest. But Tom, I don't know much information about what that's all about. So I've kind of been out of the loop on that. But if there's something hurt, you try to get it fixed.
How much do guys talk about?
Whatever coach wants to do and thinks best is best for me, the team, I'm gonna do. So, again, for the first preseason game, you might take 6 or 7 snaps. So it's not like it's gonna make the difference for that upcoming season. I think you got enough reps in practice, enough reps in the second and third, and obviously, 13 other years of preseason and regular season games should get me in good rhythm.
With the CTE stuff, it's a big topic. A lot of players, these former players, talk about it a lot. How much do current players talk about it, and is it something you think about?
I don't think much about it for myself. Obviously, around the locker room, I hadn't heard any players talking about that situation a whole lot. Obviously. worry about the players and former players that are going through that and their families and the difficulties of what former players are going through. You feel for them, but from a standpoint, I think a lot of players don't want to think about injuries, don't want to think about down the road too much. Some are, and you see some guys retiring, but I hadn't heard a whole lot of talk about it. I've been fortunate, and hadn't had any head injuries.
How much does it concern you, though, when you hear, the results of, some of these tests or, I guess?
Again, I haven't had any head injuries, so, hope for the best. Hope the results aren't totally accurate, I guess.
Eli, during 7-on-7, you were doing some of that adjustment. Evan, how much was the balance between you and giving rookie too much information and not the value?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. You don't want to baby him too much. You want to see what he can gather. You want to give him a little heads up of what might be coming, though. No, don't just surprise a bunch of things on him. So in practice, he's scared or a little lost or indecisive. So give him heads up of what might be coming. Talk a lot through him, and then see what he can handle. So I think you want him. You want to be prepared for the upcoming season. You don't want to be held back and say, hey, I can't, check to a certain play because he might not know what it is. He needs to know what everything is based on what's in the system.
Can you tell
Sterling? I didn't see Sterling out there. I don't know if he did some stuff early on, but I didn't throw him around today, so I'm not sure.
Can you tell this early on about the chemistry of a given team? And if so, do you feel like there is something a little bit
I think it's a close team. I think a number of guys now been kind of going into that third, fourth year together, and whether it's Landon and Odell and Snacks coming in the second year, that offensive line group, and then you're always gonna have second and some rookies, but rookies stepping in and to an already close group kind of brings everybody in a little easier. So I think that's good. I think that's just because there's always going to be ups and downs through the course of the season, and you need that close group that can rely on each other and be demanding of each other to get out of those lulls.
Does the dancing that we see in the videos that we see, is it emblematic of it is a bit of a loose group and maybe a tight group in terms of getting along well?
Yeah, I mean, the dance, they're having fun. That's always training camp. There's going to be different things. You gotta enjoy this time. It is a lot of practice. It's a lot of meetings. It is, hard work, and there are, hot days and those things. But there's always those little, 30-minute stretches where you have downtime where guys get to mess around. It used to be kind of you did it at night, or you did it, when you're in the dorm rooms or hanging out or playing pranks. Now in the hotel, there's not much kind of time at the hotel. You get done late, you're kind of back in your room. So that time's kind of come in the locker room during the day where you get little breaks where I guess they turn them into dance parties now. So that's a new thing.
So you're done with the pranks?
I didn't say that, but I didn't say it. No. But, it's just not a whole lot. I think the hotel got angry about some damages over the years, so I'm trying to be respectful.
Eli, do you find with the new personnel on offense, like guys like Ellison, maybe a fullback in there, that you are installing more early as far as multiple sets and what your offense is capable of?
Yeah, well, I think so. I think we're doing, there definitely are some new things going in and just different packages, whether, have the fullback in there and some more, two tight end stuff. So I think we do have some different personnel, different packages going in that'll let us be a little bit more multiple in offense.
Do you have to wait for the preseason games to find out whether you're going to have a running game this year?
Well, I think the preseason will help. It seems like we're running the ball well so far in training camp. It just seems like we got offense lines getting good push and getting into that second level. So I think they're just working together and doing some good things.